Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. Joining us now is Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Clark, appreciate you for joining us and looking forward to every Tuesday of the college football season with you. Get a win, 1-0 after week zero hosting Hawaii. And I never like to overreact to just one week, especially when it's the first week of the college football season. But of course, every opportunity, every game is a teaching opportunity. So what were some of those teaching opportunities that you took away from Saturday night going into week one against Alabama A&M?
Well, Caroline, if you don't want to overreact to week one, the first game, you're the only person in America that doesn't want to overreact.
Probably some truth to that.
Including every coach, too, because, you know, you wait so much time for that, and you want it to be perfect, and it never is. So, you know, look, we're grateful to be 1-0. We feel like, obviously, we need to clean up our performance in all three phases. And that was on glaring display on Saturday. There are some positive takeaways. We had, we did enough to win the game. First of all, there were opportunities for us to separate in that game where we're up 21-7. And they hit on a 4th-and-4 vertical route for a touchdown, and we're up 35-14. And, we ended up getting called for a PI, and they scored on that one too. Those are moments where we can just keep putting space between us and the opponent. I think for us to reach our goal, we need to have a focus on that. And that doesn't need to be emotional and dramatic. That's about 11 guys focusing on their job and executing their job. You know, we had some strong play in the receiver core, which was good to see. I thought it was inconsistent, but we flashed there at times. I thought Jaden McGowan's kickoff return was got me really excited just to see that all come together. And we've been close in the past, but really to get that done to me shows maturity. And then defensively, you know, I thought, yeah, again, you're going to have a team that's going to put it up in the air. We knew they were going to try to throw it to beat us. I thought we made some adjustments there in the first half that kept them at bay, and they hit on some big plays. And we have to go back and look, where is that structural? Where is that fundamental technical? And how do we continue to try to pull the best out of our players every day?
We're talking with Vanderbilt's head football coach, Clark Lee. Now, Coach, you mentioned some of the things that you guys did really well, and that was an exciting game. It's unfortunately that y'all had to start so late because of the weather, but I think both teams were able to, you know, get themselves through the weather delay and play some good football. But third down efficiencies, fourth down efficiencies, which was great. Fourth down was great. You were 3-for-4. Third down, 3-for-11. Have you stressed that with your team as far as their third down efficiencies?
Yeah, so I think those might have been Hawaii's numbers.
Yeah, they were. I'm sorry. They were. Y'all were 5-for-12. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we were a little closer on our end third down wise. We had 3 4th down attempts where we hit one of them. That one of them went for a touchdown. One of those was 4th-and-1 that has to be a conversion for us. I mean, I was so excited for that go because it was 3rd-and-long, and Richie Hoskins catches a route and makes a great effort to run after the catch and get us to 4th-and-1. We tempo the line of scrimmage, and we don't work the combination the right way. That's not Vanderbilt football. That's not what we're about. That's too careless. The 4th-and-4 that we missed on was a double move that that they covered in our outlet, which was a junior Cheryl on a little pivot route. He slipped and fell, and so that was one I wanted back, not because I wouldn't go for it again, but because I just felt like the design didn't allow for enough variability where we were able to put pressure on him. On the other side, we were really good on third down defensively. I mean, it was the 4th-down snaps that got us, and certainly we've added a 4th-down period in practice. We do that in camp some, but I think for them we're calling it knockout, where it's just like it's one snap. If you win, you stay. If you don't win, you're next group up. But just to try to train them with the finality of that down and how important it is, again, to execute those moments so we can either keep the drive going or get off the field.
Now, how do you get your team, because you did a really good job from a pass standpoint. I know you would have loved for it to be a little bit higher, especially, you know, when you're talking about your completion and being just consistent. But how do you get more, become more of a balanced team? Do you think it was just a first game thing where you're going into the second game against Alabama and A&M, I believe, where you become more balanced as a team, both running the football and passing?
Yeah, we need to be more balanced. Now, our formula this year is going to be different than it was a year ago. We feel like we can stretch the perimeter and win matchups. I would like to see a higher efficiency in our passing game, and I think that's both making good decisions at the quarterback position and also having the focus to finish at the receiver position, finish consistently. We have a talented offensive line, and we have a talented run game, and it's frustrating that we weren't able to feature that. I've gotten a lot of questions about, you know, the difference in the run game from a year ago to this year. I think we ran for over 400 yards a year ago. 163 of those came from the quarterback position. So, you know, that's not who we are anymore. We're going to be way more, focused on, again, getting the ball on the perimeter, trying to stretch the box out to then puncture with those run plays. Alabama A&M has a team that is non-traditional on defense. They pressure a lot. They move a lot. There's all kinds of defensive stunts and shifts pre-snap meant to throw you off and your ability to block them. They do that to create negative yardage snaps, which they're good at doing. We're going to have to be on our game and on our operation to establish that run game, which will be absolutely very important for us to have the day that we want to have on Saturday.
Talking to Clark Lee, head Vanderbilt football coach. Clark, we had a chance during the summer to talk to DeRicky Wright. He was working for the Boys and Girls Club. He was over at the Sound Stadium. We happened to be doing our show that day, and we had a great conversation with him. And, of course, he made two gigantic plays for you guys, and you can really see the uniqueness of him playing safety and the length that he has. He's towering over all of us here, but he's really a special kid, isn't he?
Yeah, a special person first. I mean, he's endured a lot of adversity for him in his life that he's fought through. And to his credit, I mean, he has absolutely hit a stride here as a person. And it wasn't easy early when I got here. It wasn't like everything just clicked into place. I mean, I think there were a lot of things that were happening that were creating friction for him. And I've been really proud of the way he's matured and found process and established a routine that's been very healthy. I think what you're seeing in game one is the result of a commitment in January to establish this process, not in the fall, but to do it actually when we're forming the team and to stay committed to it through winter, spring, and summer. And so then you get into the gifts of the player, and there are not a lot of, you know, I don't know if he's 6'3 or 6'4, but he's 6 whatever, 230 pounds, and he runs sub 4.5. I mean, that is a unique skill set that when his eyes are in the right place and when he understands the structure and he's playing to his instincts, good things happen like they did for us on Saturday.
I know you really like the freshman class, and we were just talking to Mitch Light about this, where there's opportunities to come in. And I noticed that even when the game was tight, you weren't afraid to go to some of the young guys. London Humphreys makes the big touchdown on a fourth down. I noticed other true freshmen that were in there. That's exciting for those kids, and also maybe a message to down the road too. What opportunities are out there?
We always want to be a team. Like, it's always and forever going to be about the best 11 on the field. And so what we'd like to do as we continue to mature as a program is to say, hey, it's going to be hard for you to play here, but we're going to give you the chances to do that. Because, again, if you can prove in time that you're one of our best 11 and you're going to help us win, what we owe to everyone on the team is to field the best team that we can. And certainly, you know, we've been excited to see the development of our freshman class, and to see those guys, out on the field helping us win a game was special. And the beauty of the hard thing about a freshman is, you know, you're gonna be good for, each one's good for two or three mistakes where they're still learning, you know, the process of college game day. But the great part about it is the compounding experience through the year. I mean, they just get better and better with every game. We saw this with Jade McGowan a year ago. And now you see what he's launched into here early in the 23 campaign. It's exciting. So we'll keep the competition levels high here. Everyone's got to earn what their role and earn it every day. And obviously when you're able to bring in talented people that push from the bottom up, that's a healthy thing for the competition within your roster.
I know you've talked about your vision for, you know, how you keep building it, how you build a fan base. One thing that was pretty cool for me, I happened to be sitting with the Humphreys family when London caught the touchdown. And obviously that's a golden moment, unforgettable for the family and everything like that. But it dawns on me, and Clark, you played high school ball in Nashville. When you have a few kids, Cheryl's another kid, a true freshman playing his first game. When you have a few local kids, it gets more attention locally. Other high schools say, hey, look, I played against that kid in high school. I'm more interested in Vanderbilt. That's a little X factor, I would think, that could help build a fan base.
We have to create inroads into this Middle Tennessee footprint. And I'm going to tell you, Willie, this has been a real challenge. And I anticipated it to be a challenge just because the local echo chamber can be so negative at times because of our past. And, you know, it's often that we're judged for what we were and not judged for what we're building and what we are currently. But to your point, you know, having guys like Grayson Morgan and London and Junior and Brian Longwell, and I could go on. Nate Clifton's another one who's been with us for a while. But these guys, what happens is, and what they realize is that their families can actually be a part of this experience with them. And it does, like you say, pull communities in with them too. Because Kane and Langston Patterson, another pair. I mean, you know, so we'll have scrimmages and fall. And I always open up. I mean, we let parents come to everything. They can, if they want to sit in on team meeting, position meeting, come to practice, come to scrimmage. They're always welcome. The only thing that my only mandate is that if they're going to be there, that their son is going to introduce them to the team, because we want to hear a little bit about the impact they had on his, you know, ability to be at Vanderbilt now. But we love to connect our families to our team. And, you know, at scrimmages and fall camp, you would have, you know, 20, I think there may have been 20 to 25 Humphreys in the stands for our one here at First Bank, cheering them on. Junior Cheryl's family was out here when we were here. They were also out at Ensworth when we were there scrimmaging. It's just so cool to feel that level of connection. In all the things you talk about in recruiting of like, hey, you can be a part of the experience and your family can share this with you. Obviously, they create their own space here and it's their own world, which I experienced as a player here too. But to be able to pull the families in like that is really a special aspect of this this program. And obviously, as we continue to build the results and push the expectation levels up, I think you're going to open up just a real opportunity to recruit most of your team from right here in the backyard, which is a great thing.
Last one before we let you go, Clark. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee is with us. As we all know, Vanderbilt Stadium looks a bit different this season. What was your experience like for your first game in the stadium as it undergoes renovations?
You know, I loved it. You know, I don't know that I'm, if I'm the only one that loved it or if I'm one of many that loved it. You know, to me, I thought, first of all, the environment was already better. It felt better to me. It felt exciting. I appreciate, you know, the investment they made in the lights to create that aspect of the environment. The construction to me is a sign of progress. And, you know, I'm realizing, I think, you know, in this role in particular, there are just going to be some things that you're never going to win. And in the court of public opinion, you know, so we've stayed the same for forever and now we're changing. And now that we're changing, either it's not happening fast enough or, you know, there's discouragement about the fact that we have construction ongoing. You know, I didn't want to play anywhere else but our home stadium. This is our home and it's important to our players to play here too. We want the student body to be connected to it. And we want our fan base to know exactly where we're going to be. And so to me, to be able to play with a team currently that's evolving and growing and getting better in a space that's evolving and growing and getting better. There's such symmetry there. And we'll keep cleaning up the experience because in the end, that was our first time. But I don't know. I thought it was exciting and fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it again this Saturday.
Now, Coach, the only good part about the weather delay, at least for me, is what I got an opportunity to see you on SEC Network with Marty Smith. Oh. I forget the other guy's name. But the conviction you had about your team and that program was like no other. And I think it was so much conviction that the other two guys had to second think what they were going to ask you. After I believe they asked you a question and you talked about, you know, people just saying good job to Vandy and not truly like meaning it. It was like you did good, maybe next time. And you want to change that narrative.
Yeah, we you know, it's like it's a little bit there, like be careful what you ask for, because what I'm asking for is for people to have higher expectations of this program. I think sometimes we get patronized, and, you know, this will come from peers at times. Oh, you guys play so hard, you know. Well, that's who we are. If you cut us open, we're going to bleed effort out. That's what we do. That's not something we want to be celebrated for. It's what we need to be known as. You know, we want this to be a program that's dangerous on the field, that, you know, the teams that come in here, when we go on the road, they know they're going to be in for a four-quarter battle. I think that's an important part of our early identity. And that means we also have good players that are in positions to have success too. And so, you know, I appreciate everyone for the encouragement, the support. There's so many people that are pulling for us to do well. Just sometimes, you know, it's this need to say, we're not here to be measured off what Vanderbilt's been in its past. We want to be measured off the words that come out of my mouth, which is that we're building the best football program in the country. And we know that won't happen overnight, but incrementally, we want that to show up and to be observed and to be felt, more importantly. And so you've gotten me going. I know I don't want to take too long, but that's what's on my heart, and that's what I bring to this program every single day. And the people that are in here, this is how we talk. It's not like it's something that's hype. It's again who we are. It's our language. It's what we believe in our program. Beliefs a practice. We have to actualize it every single day.
We absolutely feel the passion, and we are very proud to be radio partners with the Vanderbilt football team. Clark, appreciate you for stopping by. Looking forward to our weekly visits. Good luck this weekend against Alabama A&M.
Fun to be with you guys as always. We'll see you soon, and thank you so much.
Great. We appreciate it. Vanderbilt head coach Clark Lee hanging out with us, as he will every Tuesday for the remainder of the college football season. We'll get to your thoughts coming up next. Caroline Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.